A secure position in Christ. Whoever listens to me will dwell securely and will be at ease without dread of disaster. Proverbs 1, verse 33. Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations. Psalm 90, verse 1. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. Psalm 91, verse 1. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. Colossians 3, verse 3. What a wonderful truth that our life is hidden with Christ in God. What a perfect place to shelter from the storms of this temporal life. What a precious privilege we have to repose in this glorious habitation. What a thrilling dwelling place it is to be enfolded with Christ in God. What could be a more secure situation but being positioned in Him? What could be a location of greater safety but being positioned in Him? What could be a place of more perfect peace but being positioned in Him? What could be a position of greater protection but being positioned in Him? This is the dwelling place of the believer now and the abode of our eternal future too. Some believers know this as scriptural truth, but do not experience it in reality. Some Christians have not come to an understanding of our position in Him. This positional truth needs to be accepted and reckoned on as fact. It is the glorious truth that we can live in consummate inward peace in Christ. It is an amazing fact of Scripture that nothing need disturb our peace of mind. It is the thrilling assurance that we are delivered from fear of the future, because your life is hid with Christ in God. We need to read and reread these precious truths packed into the Epistle to the Ephesians. We need to assimilate those first few wonderful chapters of Paul's Epistle to this church. These are not merely a string of superlatives describing an impossible dream. These are not the ramblings of a madman, nor the illusions of an optimistic theorist. These are facts from the Word of Truth, inspired by the Spirit of Truth. God is not a man that he should lie. For thou hast magnified thy Word above thy name. These truths are profoundly simple, and yet simply profound. They are simple truths that are life-changing and life-transforming. They are profound truths we need to accept and appropriate in their simple grandeur. These are real-life facts we need to affirm and believe as God's steadfast oath to us. God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, has blessed us with all spiritual blessings. God the Father chose you and me in Christ before the foundation of the world. God preordained that we are to be adopted as His sons because of the Lord Jesus. God has blessed us with abundant blessings in and through His beloved Son. God has forgiven our trespasses according to the riches of His grace. God has lavished upon us all wisdom and insight into the mystery of His will. God plans to unite all things in Him, things in heaven and things on earth. It is by the counsel of His will that we have obtained an incorruptible inheritance. Shall I go on? Oh, these are truths as lasting as the eternal Godhead. These are secure promises of God to all his children, written by him in the past. So although there is a future element, they are already fulfilled for us today. Many believers do not appropriate these truths and live in a kind of spiritual poverty. Many believers think these beautiful truths are only for the future. And yet, this is a finished work of Christ and is our current position in him. Newell wrote, "Paul does not ask a thing of the saints in the first three chapters of Ephesians, except just to listen, while he proclaims a wonderful series of great eternal facts concerning them. It is not until he has completed this catalogue of realities about them does he ask them to do anything at all. And when he does open his plea for their high walk as saints, everything is based on the revelation before given. That is the fact of their high character and their destiny as saints. I therefore beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called." Ephesians 4 verse 1. Let us cease laying down to the saints long lists of conditions of entering into the blessed life in Christ, and instead, as the primal preparations for leading them into the experience of this life, show them what their position, possession, and privileges in Christ already are. Then shall we truly work with the Holy Spirit, and thus shall we have more and more abiding fruit of our labour among the people of God. Oh, the world is indeed falling apart before our eyes, but we are positioned in Christ now. Never let the quaking circumstances of life shake your trust in God. Never let the devastation of this terrestrial plane rock your trust in him. Never allow circumstances to shake you out of your secure position in Christ. Men's hearts are failing for fear of what is coming onto the world, for lack of knowledge. And the hearts of many believers today are also being shocked to pieces, because they have not yet accepted their secure position in Christ. Your position in Christ is a practical possession and a real reality. But we have to reach out and confidently appropriate what is already ours. Don't just admire the positional truths revealed by the Holy Spirit in his word. Stand on these mighty scriptural truths in faith, and make these all-important truths from God an integral part of your life. Austin Sparks also gives some valuable thoughts. Every bit of truth we receive, if we receive it livingly, will take us into conflict, and will be established through conflict. It will be worthless unless there has been a battle over it. Take any position the Lord calls you to take, and if you are taking it with him, you are going through things in it, and there will be an element added by reason of the battle. You have to take a position, yes, but you have not really got it yet. The real value of it has not been proved. You have not come into the real significance of it until there has been some sore conflict in relation to it. As the result of the work of his cross, and as the grand issue of his resurrection, eternal life is received already by those who believe. But while that life is in itself victorious, incorruptible, indestructible, the believer has to come by faith to prove it, to live by it, to learn its laws, to be conformed to it. There is a deposit in the believer, which in itself needs no addition, so far as its quality is concerned, so far as its victory, its power, its glory, and its potentialities are concerned, nothing can be added to it. But the course of spiritual experience, of spiritual life, is to discover, to appropriate, and to live by all that the life represents and means. Oh, remember, these truths are open to all believers, but few appropriate them. The majority remain paupers when the riches of heaven are in their grasp. Don't leave it too late to seek the Lord, to open your eyes to these truths. Seek Him with all your heart, to secure them in the depths of your very being, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of Him. Ephesians 3, verse 12.